You mentioned at the weekend that perhaps remarkably, really, given his influence on the game, Gwion Edwards had been struggling with a virus and perhaps one or two of the others as well. Have you managed to contain that all right?
Yeah, Chris Forrester had chickenpox, to be fair, all week, and his face came out and his back and everything was all out in spots. But we had to look after Chris. We had to get him his own room at the hotel in case he passed it on to anyone. He was wearing gloves to shake people's hands before when he came out of the tunnel. We had that, but he felt well within himself. Gwion, he had stomach cramps before the game. Really, really worried that he wouldn't start the game. But testament to him, he went out there and I think, you know, he ran it out of himself and dispatched it at half time, I think. But I was pleased for him because he's doing really well at them. I think he scored 3 and 3 for his now, and he's always a threat, you know, because he's direct, he's quick, and he works hard. And I think he's reaping the rewards because he puts such a shift in for the team.
And of course, he's not the only one. That's been one of the great things about recent weeks is you've got so many threats in the side. Marcus Maddison, you had your fingers crossed he might be able to play a part tomorrow. Is the game going to be too soon for him?
Yeah, it will be, yeah. Marcus won't be involved tomorrow. He's still not right within himself, really. So he'll stay with the physio, work with the physio. It's important that he gets the work into him and taking it off his legs in terms of fitness levels and stuff, because he will have dropped a bit of fitness not training with the team. It's always, you know, you train on your own and it's never easy, really. So we need to keep working Marcus until he declares himself right with his ankle. But he won't play tomorrow. But apart from that, we're all good. No one's picked up any other knocks, niggles, nothing. So everybody's looking forward to the game.
Yeah, Paul Taylor, a great example to everyone else of what you need to do if you've been out the side for a little bit. You get your opportunity, probably put in his two best performances of the season so far and really grabbed the bull by the horns.
Tails has been outstanding since he came to the club. He's a completely changed character now. You know, he's settled down with his family. He's two little kids now. And the lads have really bought into him. He's taken a few of the younger ones under his wing and speaks to them a lot. And, you know, his performances on the pitch, especially the last two games, has been second to none, really. I did say we want to try and add some more goals to this game. I think he's had 3 assists or 4 assists and a goal in this two games, so his performances have been great. But if we can add more goals to this game, Tails, his shooting ability is as good as anyone at the club when he gets it on a half turn. But you know, that's something Tails will keep, you know, he'll keep producing assists, he'll keep scoring goals. He's that sort of player, and not only that, he works so hard for the team as well, so he's in good form, but as is a lot of them.
Yeah, great with his set plays as well. We saw the example with Ryan's goal, that he can come into the team and not only fill in for Maddison or play that role just behind the front two, but also with the set plays, you can keep all of those systems and all of that working the same.
Yeah, it's practice. He practiced on them today again. You know, it's something he's probably never done in his career, is take set plays, but he produced a great ball for Taff on Saturday. Perfect delivery, perfect timing, and a good header to put his 1-0 up. So yeah, he's got that in his locker as well, but Tails is in the team because he works so hard and he plays in the half turn and he creates chances for others, as well as trying to get him more goals as well. He is a good team player, so he's playing well at the minute, but like I say, so is a lot of the team.
And I guess with George Moncur, as he wasn't allowed to play in the original tie, is he still unavailable tomorrow?
Yeah, he's unavailable. I did contact Barnsley and ask him could he be available, but I think he had to be registered before the first game or something like that. So George won't be available tomorrow.